Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're tackling Marie Kondo's The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. Sophie, I have to ask, did you actually try the Spark Joy thing, or did you just read about it?
Oh, I tried it. And honestly, it's harder than it sounds. But it's also kind of revolutionary. This book isn't about storage bins or label makers. It's about completely changing your relationship with your stuff.
Right. She starts with this idea that if you tidy gradually, you're just treading water. You end up in the same cluttered place a few weeks later. Her solution is to do it all at once, like a big event.
Exactly. And the core of it is this simple question you ask with every item. Does this spark joy? If it doesn't, you thank it for its service and let it go. It sounds kind of woo-woo, but the physical sensation is real.
Yeah, I actually felt that. Holding old concert tee, I got this little rush. And this random mug from conference? Nothing. It was like my body knew before my brain did.
That's the whole point. It's not a logical calculation. And before you can even get to the joy check, you have to commit to finishing the whole process in one go. No room by room tidying.
So the method is discard first, then organize. Never the other way around. Because you can't organize clutter. You can only organize the things you've decided to keep.
And there's a specific order for discarding. You start with clothes, then books, then papers, then kimono, which is all the miscellaneous stuff, and sentimental items come last.
Clothes first makes sense. They're the easiest to evaluate. She says to pile every single garment you own in one spot, and the visual is shocking. You see the mountain of fabric and realize you can't possibly wear all of it.
Right. And for books, she's pretty brutal. She says if you've read it, its purpose is fulfilled. If you haven't and the thought of reading it doesn't excite you, then keeping it is just holding on to the idea of reading it.
That hit home. I had a shelf of books I was going to read someday. I thanked them and donated them all. It was actually freeing.
Then papers. She says discard everything except what's currently in use, what you need for a limited time, and legal documents. Old bank statements, manuals, greeting cards?
Gone.
Zero-base approach, she calls it. You don't file for future reference. You just let it go. And kimono is the big catch-all. Kitchen gadgets, electronics, toiletries. You break it into subcategories and tackle them one by one.
And finally, sentimental items. Photos, letters, gifts. She says to do these last because by then, you've built your tidying muscle. You're less likely to get paralyzed by nostalgia.
I still struggled with some old letters, but she suggests taking a photo of the item before you let it go. You keep the memory without the physical weight.
Once the discarding is done, you organize. And her folding method is genius. You fold clothes into flat rectangles and store them upright in drawers like files. Everything is visible at a glance. No more digging for a lost sock.
And she says to store things where you can see them. If it's worth keeping, it's worth seeing. You don't hide things on high shelves or in deep boxes.
Then there's the whole idea of treating your home as a sacred space. You greet your house, you thank your clothes, you empty your bag every day. It sounds eccentric, but it shifts your mindset.
When you treat your stuff with gratitude, you stop seeing it as a burden. You become more mindful about what you bring in. Honestly, I bought way less stuff since I read this.
And that's really the point. It's not about having a clean room. It's about having a clear mind. Your home becomes a sanctuary, and you have more time and energy for what actually matters.
The one thing I'm taking away is that tidying is a form of self-discovery. Every item you keep or let go is a choice about who you are and what you value. You're literally choosing your future.
Absolutely. And if you want to dive deeper into this or any other book, you can check out the whole library at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So, the magic isn't in the cleaning, it's in the asking. Does this spark joy? That one question can change everything. We'll see you in the next one.